Hey, Too Early Wednesday.
It is going to be like hitting a piñata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Good morning. What? It's because this stupid LED doesn't work. There you go.
Can you? Oh, there
yeah.
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy Wednesday.
It's already Wednesday.
Way too early Wednesday. Get your suggestions in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Feels like a Monday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My favorite part is I woke up and I'm like, dude, it's Tuesday. Why is this week taking so long to... It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. I was very excited this morning.
So it feels like a Monday to me, but I know it's Wednesday.
Why does it feel like a Monday to you?
I don't know. It just does.
FYI, as in FY, pink eye.
That's not pink eye. Come here. Let me see. That, it really doesn't look like pink eye. You just have some sickness flowing out of your left eye.
Okay. So just so everybody knows, all of the buttons on our brand new board are now contaminated.
Yes. Especially since you're going to touch your eye often.
There's this crazy gunky stuff coming out of it, and it's like all red. It looks like the eye of Sauron.
It looks really cool. You should take a picture and Instagram
it. I should.
Yeah.
It's the eye of Mordor, yes.
The all-seeing.
Yeah.
Eye.
Yeah. The left eye.
Aww.
Left eye Lopet.
Rest
too
in peace.
Too soon.
How dare you? How dare you? That was the ruin of TLC.
Yeah.
It was the L.
Was that really the ruin of them?
Yes! How dare you! Again! Man, you are insulting. Upon
90s hip-hop
whatever,
trios.
They had Scrubs in the 2000s.
Man. Yeah, that was a great show.
No Scrubs. Sorry.
Was that really in the 2000s?
Yes.
Wow.
Should I look it up?
It seems like it was so long ago.
You know what's awesome? These headphones. Not.
Why?
Keep going out.
Oh.
MyStaticRadio.com for donations. Now yeah.
Studio@MyStaticRadio.com if you would like to email in this morning. It's Wednesday, which means we've got a big show. Way too early Wednesday. We got some workday woe stuff going on today.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Wed News Day. And, of course, coming up at 9 o'clock, it is Shock Therapy Live. So, big day today.
Yeah, we're packed, pretty much.
Yeah, you can get your questions in now for Shock Therapy Live, studio@mystaticradio.com, or get your suggestions in for Way Too Early Wednesday at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you're on Facebook and you haven't liked us yet, you need to get there and do that.
Yeah, it's really important, and we're kind of hurt about it. At least I am.
I was going to say, you are.
1999, day.
Boom!
Why do I know every word to that song?
I don't know. Because you obviously didn't know when it came out. 2000s.
99. Apparently.
I don't want no Scrubs.
Scrub is a guy who can't get no love from me.
Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at Steve. Oh. I mean, me.
Well, that's you.
But that was weird because it was a dude. Why was he hollering at Steve? So, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus will be here Tuesday, February 12th.
Get your tickets to MyStaticRadio.com now.
This show is going to sell out, dude. Don't miss out on this.
I just remember my dream. I was talking about this in my dream. Like
MyStaticRadio.com. Steve Omish.
In the morning.
Static.
Dude was angry.
The band is training for Utopia.
I have to wonder, like, what they're going through as they write these songs.
You made me choke on spit.
Wow.
You made me choke on my own spit. That was pretty funny. That was for Thebes. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to suggest something for Way Too Early Wednesday. Ooh, we got some good requests this morning.
And some bad ones.
Wow.
No.
Sorry.
There you go.
So we're going to get into some of these requests for Way Too Early Wednesday to help you wake up. If you'd like to request something, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Imagine Dragons, Reliant K on the way. But first, it's 21 Pilots. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. As I lay dying.
What are you going on about right
from
now?
From my ears bleeding.
Oh, are you okay? You have a lot of problems today.
It's way too early Wednesday. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. We want to wake you up. Whatever you want to hear, we do it every single Wednesday. And
you can't say that. You can't say that.
Can't say what?
It's not whatever you want to hear.
Why not?
Callie Deb totally requested Flyleaf, and I said no. So she then she just requested thrice, and I'll play that.
Did you really say no to that?
To my mind, yeah. It was in my mind. I was
like,
no.
Oh, in your mind. Okay. Because I'm like, you didn't really say no to that.
I did.
Okay.
In my mind.
So then she changed her request?
Yeah.
In real life?
In real life.
Wait, you said no in your mind.
I said no in my mind, and then I made a comment that we don't play all of your requests.
And so then she changed her request knowing somehow, because your brains are connected.
No.
That... you didn't want to play her request. That's weird.
No, she just knew that that was not a good song request.
Ah.
She just knew.
The conviction of like, oh, I got to pick a better one.
Those are the old days. Those are the old, olden days.
Ah.
We don't play that anymore.
Okay.
I guess we could.
Well, it's Wednesday, which means Wed News Day.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
We
got
to get to that at some point, but first we'll take some more requests.
Okay. Freak me out.
Static.
Well, is it way too early Wednesday?
It is.
Yeah, it sure is.
I think I would like to hear some Haste the Day.
Haste the Day.
Do you have that?
If you have, like, alter egos, does that mean you get as many requests as you want?
I don't think so. I think you get one request per human being.
Well, I don't know what you're referring to, but would you place or not?
We will do our best.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, little one. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Got a request for Haste of Day. We may get to it, because right now we got some thrice.
Yeah.
For Callie Deb.
I can't even say it.
Sean and Matthew from Albuquerque, Callie Deb, and Lil Wayne.
Is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Coldplay!
Hey.
Kingdom Come. It is Wednesday, which means way too early Wednesday, and Wednesday!
Oh man, things are happening. A woman drives for 900 miles instead of 90. A 67-year-old woman in Belgium wanted to pick up a friend at a train station in Brussels, just 93 miles from her hometown. But instead, she turned on her GPS, which told her to drive south, taking her turn by turn all the way down to Croatia. Instead of a couple hours in the car, she spent a couple days to cover the 900 miles. During her trip, she stopped two times to get gas, slept for a few hours on the side of the road, and even suffered a minor car accident.
Oh.
The woman says she drove as far as she did because she was distracted. I saw all kinds of traffic signs, first in French, then German, and finally in Croatian. And I kept driving because I was distracted. Suddenly, I realized I wasn't in Belgium anymore. Toto, are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? How do you do that?
How old did you say the lady was?
She was 67.
Exactly.
According to a new study, many U.S. adults have turned to the internet to find out health information in the past year, and one-third of U.S. adults have tried to diagnose themselves or others because of online information.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you don't.
Why are you looking at me?
You don't have pink eye.
I have pink eye. I read it on the web yesterday. I have pink eye.
Yeah, you don't have pink eye.
All right.
It's a virus pouring through your left eye.
I have a virus.
Virus. In the study, 59% of U.S. adults go online for basic health information, such as serious conditions, general information searches, and searches for minor health problems, while 35% specifically hope to diagnose themselves or others. Of the 59% of online diagnosers, nearly half said that what they found online led to a visit to a healthcare professional. You should go to the doctor.
I'm not going to the doctor.
You should go.
$60 so they can go. Yeah, dude, you should put some drops in that. You know, it'll clear out. You're good in a few days. Yeah, it's totally cool. Oh, thank you for not ripping me off big time, $60. WebMD was free!
Two men in Atlanta were busted for allegedly stealing $65,000 worth of chicken wings from a warehouse.
Super Bowl party! I'm going there! No shortage of wings at their house.
but there will be everywhere else.
Yeah.
Everywhere else. We already have a shortage of wings.
That's true.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
And then this isn't breaking. That was it. And that's your breaking news. I'm done.
Are you even going to watch the Super Bowl?
Yes. Yes, I am. But not for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I have to talk like this while this music is playing. Please turn it off.
Sorry, okay.
Okay, thank you. I didn't want
to. You didn't say, back to you.
Back to you.
Okay, so, Wed News Day.
Okay, so, I don't care about...
Wings?
Wings. No, I do. I do. I don't know why you would say that. Of course I do.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care about the game.
Okay.
I try. It just doesn't happen. So, coming back, I want to talk about a little survey questionnaire that I found.
Ooh, okay. Well, it's still way too early Wednesday.
I know. I said coming back later. Gosh.
I said coming back later. I said it. All right. We'll take a quick break. Coming back later. We'll talk about the Super Bowl pool party. Coming right back. We got some requested under oath. Some other stuff.
Whatever.
See you on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
The right lane is closed. Candelaria between 10th and 12th Street. There's also road construction. Another left lane closed. Central between Airport and 65th Street. Drive, 65th Street, drive, it's street. Ramp restrictions, I-25 South at Avenida Cesar Chavez. That's exit 223. And Southern at Eubank, there is construction, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. SOPO opening in 10 minutes.
That's right. T-minus 10 minutes.
Burrito.
Coffee.
Yes.
I need coffee.
Excited for that.
I need coffee.
It's happening.
For sure.
10 minutes from now. Mm-hmm. What's happening right now is way too early Wednesday. We had a request for some under oath. You know, my nephew just saw them in Dallas.
And you told me that he said, this is his third-hand information.
Third-hand information.
That it was the best show he's ever seen in his entire life.
Yep.
Okay. Was that correct?
Yeah.
That was, as far as you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said Dallas made him, like, choke up. He's not, like, an emotional
Dallas.
Dude. Because he was telling the story about them, you know, breaking up.
No, it's
a... Calling it quits!
They've been together for a while.
Said it was a fantastic show.
How long have they been together?
Long, long, long time.
Longer than I've known about them.
Probably.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
I remember They're Only Chasing Safety. I did a write-up of that record as one of my top five greatest albums of the year.
Yes.
Back in, what was
2006.
That? 2006. Was it 2006?
Or 2005.
I was going to say 2004.
You might be right.
You should check. House of Heroes in the Valley of the Dying Sun. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I forgot to talk. I forgot that I'm here too.
That's right.
I was just listening for a second.
It is Wednesday.
It's we already did Wed News Day. Dang it.
And way too early Wednesday.
And way too early Wednesday.
But we have Wednesday work woes coming up.
It's been a productive day so far. That's all I can say.
Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live. It's our one-hour call-in show with Pastor Nate Heitzig. You can get your questions in now. studio@mystaticradio.com if you would like to email us.
And you can keep it anonymous that way, or you can just put it all on the open, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
That's right. So I noticed you have something open that I obviously love talking about.
Okay, so the Super Bowl is happening this Sunday.
It sure is!
And thousands, if not millions of people are so excited.
Did you just say thousands, if not millions?
Yeah.
Millions.
Millions of people are so excited for the Super Bowl.
They millions.
They can't wait to watch this game.
Gajillions.
They cannot wait.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people. I want the food.
Uh-huh.
I want the fun interaction with people.
Uh-huh.
I like watching people scream at the TV,
you
so
know
that's
what?
Always
you're
good.
Like, you're like those people that... Actually, you know what? I'm not going to equate that to...
No, go ahead. Say it. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
I was going to equate it to the birth of our Savior. Those people go around celebrating Christmas, and they do presents, and they get a tree, and they do all this stuff, but they don't even care about the real part.
Yes, I do.
Which is the birth of Jesus Christ. You're one of those people that goes and eats up all the wings and watches the commercials, but don't care about the most important part, which is the actual game.
Yeah, you should be ashamed.
Yeah, I just equated the birth of our Savior to the Super Bowl.
You should be ashamed of yourself right now. I'm sorry. studio@mystaticradio.com for all your hate mail.
I'm just saying.
For all your Jesus duping.
You are missing out.
No,
you're missing out
Okay.
On a very important aspect.
I will see important things.
The Super Bowl.
I will see important things. Like that time the other day when that dude was playing the game and he slid and then he put his leg up and knocked the other guy over. That was messed up and nobody got in trouble.
$10,000.
Okay, that's like you said to me. I was like, oh, good. That's good. That's good. No, apparently not.
He just put a moat in his. He's married to Giselle. Did you know that?
He is? The Victoria's Secret model? I love her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his wife. They
She's
have children.
Beautiful. Yeah.
They have children together.
Well,
they just,
she should talk to him about his character and his integrity.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because she's all about that. they just built a moat around their house, like in their front area, like a castle style moat, and it was like $2.3 million
to keep the knights at bay or what?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, I'm pretty sure $10,000 fine is seriously like what he spends at Starbucks. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's not.
That sucks.
Yeah. So he got fined, but he didn't really.
And his wife is a model who gets paid lots of money as well.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm excited for this Sunday, but not for the reasons that everyone else is excited.
Right.
I'm excited for the food. I'm excited for the friends and fun interaction.
Alicia Keys rocking the national anthem.
Alicia Keys singing the national anthem. The halftime show, which I'm the only person who pays attention to.
No. If it's good, I'll pay attention to that.
I paid attention to last year's because it was so funny.
Which one was last year's?
Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad. It was weird.
Beyonce, not looking forward to it. I mean, she lip synced at the inauguration.
You can't trust her anymore.
So you know she's going to lip sync.
Yeah.
You know she's going to lip sync.
Obviously. Obviously. She can't even sing the national anthem.
Then they're going to turn her mic up in between songs so she can talk and be like, see, my mic's on.
See.
See, my mic's on.
A little bit. Okay, so I found this survey.
Okay.
That's going to help me get through the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
And I need you to answer some questions for me because this is why I'm going to pay attention.
Should we write these down then?
Yes.
Okay.
Write this down. Isn't that a song we play?
That's a band.
Oh, that's a band we play?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's quite a few questions, so we'll get through them over time.
Relatively quickly?
Yeah, okay, never mind. Okay. Really fast.
I don't know.
Okay, so first.
Number one.
The national anthem, will it be over or under a minute 34 in length?
How long's the national anthem?
Well, I just sang it. At a normal pace, about a minute 10.
You just sang it at a normal pace and it was a minute and 10?
Yes.
This is Alicia Keys.
Oh, say, can you see?
No.
No, okay, no. She's like, get out your cell phone. Okay, so Alicia Keys is singing the national anthem.
Okay.
I'm over or under a minute 34?
Man, I feel like if it's over a minute and a half, that's going to be the longest national anthem. How long was Whitney Houston's national anthem that was like the greatest national anthem of all time? Can you Google stuff like that?
Yeah.
You can Google anything,
Whitney,
I guess.
Whitney Houston.
National anthem, length.
Length. Super Bowl. I think this is, oops, not bowl.
Stars, bowl. Or Star Spangled Banner. Whatever.
Which one, 1991 or 2001?
Dude, 91 was when she was like, dude, and everybody was like, dude.
91?
You know how quickly this could have happened? All you had to do was Google it and then click on the first YouTube video.
Oh, yeah, you're so
and
right.
And it'll tell you how long YouTube video is.
I'm sorry.
But instead.
But then everyone's going to hear, okay, you know what?
Under. I say under a minute. Well, I'm just going to say under a minute and a half because if it goes over a minute.
248.
And a half,
I say over.
Dang. 248 for Whitney Houston's national anthem?
I say over.
That one's only 217. Okay. You know what?
It's about 2 minutes. Oh, I say over.
Man, I already said under. I'll stick to under.
Okay.
All right.
Next. How long will Alicia Keys hold free? Over or under three songs? 3 seconds.
Three?
Of the free.
One, two, three. Over. Over 3 seconds.
Over.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's Alicia Keys.
I know. She's got the little.
That she says, and here's the thing. That word starts with F, and that fire, all like the F. That girl is on fire. Like, that's like a 7 second, like, dude, that's going to go on forever.
Okay. We both over. Say over.
Okay. Over. Where did you find this?
Oh, you know, the internet.
All right. What do we got?
Three, will we see Alicia Keys' belly button?
Are you serious right
like,
now?
Like, will, like, she have some midriff showing?
No. No, she's classy.
I agree, no. Will we see Beyonce's belly button?
Yes.
Yes, we will.
Actually, she wears that like black bodysuit.
Oh, you know, I will say no. I'm saying no.
And she just had
a baby. Like a year ago.
I can't believe we're really doing this stupid survey.
Will we see Jim Nantz's belly button?
No, we will not. And it's Jim Nantz.
Nantz.
First of all.
Nantz.
Come on, bro.
And so I'm going to say no. And number six is number of people who will ask, who's Jim Nantz? At least.
Depends at the party you're at.
Right.
Everyone at your party.
No, that's not true. I will say at least seven people.
Do you know who Jim Nantz is?
He's, he's the producer of the, well, his name is Jim. It's short for James, actually.
Come on, Jim Nantz.
He's an announcer.
Yes, he is.
He's an announcer.
The announcer.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the announcer for CBS.
For CBS, and yes. He's been there for a while.
I don't understand why people would ask who he is, because they have random commentator people all the time.
Maybe because you got to ask these questions.
These are stupid questions.
Okay, next.
You have stupid questions.
Coin flip, heads or tails?
Heads.
Tails.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I always say tails, though.
I always say heads.
number of people at party who say they're more excited about commercials?
Depends on the party, I'm telling you. See,
you
I
know
feel
where
like
you're
the,
going.
I feel like the party I'm at, more people are... No, because there's wives.
Right, so the party that you're at... Number of people who say they're more excited about the commercials.
What are you more excited to see? The commercials or the game? Static.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
It's going.
So, national anthem for Whitney Houston, kind of don't want to put that in the category of best all time.
Dude, for real. That is the greatest national anthem of all time.
No, we have to take her out of that.
Why?
She lip-synced that.
She did not lip-sync that.
Look it up.
Whitney Houston in 1991, she lip-synced.
Lip-sync.
That's the first thing that comes up.
Oh, snap. Thanks for ruining it.
Sorry. I know, it was great. It was great recording, but not live.
Wow.
That's upsetting.
So you'd have to put Roseanne Barr ahead of her because she actually sang it.
Oh, no. And she did. She really did actually sing it. Unfortunately, it was like the worst rendition of all time.
It's really upsetting.
I had that somewhere.
You do have that.
Oh, well. All right. Thanks for the call.
Sorry. That's bye.
All right.
Way to ruin days.
Way to go.
Okay. So how many people? I'm going to say at least 12 people at my party.
Will care about the commercials more?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really going to count these people? Do you really care?
Yes, I'm going to go around and survey people.
These are stupid questions. Nobody cares about these questions.
Yes, huh? How many people? Number eight.
Three,
I'm going to say 12.
How many people are at your party?
Okay.
It's a big party.
Yeah. That's not even a lot of people.
I'm going to say 5 then. You can say 12.
Okay. Over or under 10, number of times they show the Harbaugh parents.
Oh, over.
Over.
Well over.
Yeah.
Because, do you know the dad's name? I already do, and I didn't before.
It's Scott.
It's Jack.
Oh, okay.
Jack Harbaugh.
First team to score?
See, these are questions I care about.
Okay, first team to score.
Niners.
I agree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're just saying that because...
No, I thought about this last night. I read this survey last night.
You did?
Yes.
Static.
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I wanted just to, I'm really excited about the commercials and the game, so it's like it's a tie, so I always have to like bring all the food and everything to like the couch and make an island.
Exactly.
So it's like I can't leave.
The Super Bowl is the worst because what if you have to pee? You know what I mean?
Like, I know.
Because
so it's like it's the food or it's the bathroom or it's the commercials, and I hate missing any of them.
Yeah,
like the whole child of the Darth Vader commercial last year.
Right?
Oh my God. Love that commercial. But coming to that last guy who called, they do actually pre-record most of, like, inaugural, singers, Super Bowls, and it's always just, like, as a precautionary thing because it's typically live.
That's true.
So they do play it with them, or the singer can opt to, like, have it sung for the whole thing because you don't want to mess that up because a lot of people are watching you, and it's kind of, like, a big deal.
Someday when I'm, like, really, really, really famous... And they asked me to do the national anthem for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Christina Aguilera lip sync it for me.
That's cool.
That
oh,
really really throw
that,
people
and then
off.
You can be your backup dancer.
And then, no, but I'm just going to pretend like I'm singing it. If you can pre-record it, why not just have somebody crazy sing it for you? You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. But, I have, a mixture of Mariah Carey, too. That'd be pretty
cool.
There you go. I don't, not fond of her as a person so much, but she's a great singer.
If we're having anyone, I have Justin Bieber sing for me.
Oh,
obviously.
Oh my God.
Obviously.
You'd have to have the Bieber haircut
like
at the
girl,
same time.
So,
true.
There you go.
Yeah, it's not
cool. Okay, well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, see, I haven't thought about this dilemma. Do you go pee during the commercials or during the game? You can't. You just can't.
I go during the game because more often than not, they're showing 17 replays of what just happened.
You know what? That's a good. If there's an injury timeout or if there. No, because.
It's a good time to go.
Because then they might cut away to a commercial.
You don't know that.
You do know that.
You pee with the door open.
Oh.
Doesn't matter where you are.
God.
On that note, it is time for traffic. The right lane is closed on Candelaria East between 10th and 12th Street. Another right lane closed, Constitution at Pennsylvania, and Median Work, Eubank North between Montgomery and Academy, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Asuna Road Northeast right here on the Calvary campus. So glad you're not going to my Super Bowl
party.
We're
all family.
Oh.
All of us. No, I'm going to a huge party.
505-338-3669, the phone number. That's 505-338-3669. Static!
Hello!
Dude, poor boy, you gotta help us out, bro.
What's up?
We're doing this survey for the Super Bowl, and we've just hit a snag.
What is it?
When do you pee?
Yeah.
During the...
Are you kidding me? You have a cup right there if you're a man. And if you're a girl, then you sit on one of those pans. That's just
a
simple.
Bedpan? A bedpan?
Dude, that's the easiest question ever. No, what you do is you have DVR, and if somebody really wants to go, then you say, oh, you better pause it.
Because
you never get to the game.
And imagine this. You're at a big Super Bowl party, and somebody's
can you pause it?
Can you pause it? I got to pee. I don't want to miss the commercials.
What I want to see is the little E-Trade baby.
Dude, see? You can never pause
it. We're getting there.
It's all live.
What commercial do you think is going to take it? Doritos?
It's usually a Bud Light commercial or a Doritos commercial or a Pepsi commercial. Those are the three, right?
Yeah.
That always have 17 commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, have you seen them? I wonder if they're going to show this. I've seen this. You know how they, on Facebook, they post pictures with what are they called? Memes or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, there's a Coke can tipped over and there's red liquid coming out of it and it's kind of crushed. And then there's 10 Pepsi cans surrounding it. And then the subtitle says, can somebody please call Dr. Pepper?
No.
It's the Pepsi can jumped the Coke can, and they need a Dr. Pepper, so I don't know.
That's amazing.
All right, I love you guys,
man. Love you too, brother.
Yeah, a for a guy, bedpan for a girl. That's it.
Wow. Thank you.
Amazing.
So you just don't leave.
I'm just saying, because if you keep pausing it, then here's
can't
the thing.
Get through it.
Next thing you know, you're 8 minutes behind, and all of a sudden you get a text from a friend that's like, dude, did you see that touchdown? I can't believe it. And you're like, oh, man. You can't pause it.
That's the worst.
Super Bowl is live.
Yeah.
It is live. Has to stay live.
It has to stay. I agree.
No pausing.
I agree. Okay?
All right.
I agree.
Alright.
We'll get back to the survey.
Yes, we will. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. General Ghost. Give me the waves now. Give me to the waves now. Give me to the waves now!
I see where you're going!
Everybody's learning how, come on a safari with me.
Garrett McNamara.
Early in the morning we'll be starting out.
You know who that is?
Only because I know where you're going.
It's a surfer who surfed the largest wave ever! Dude, there's a video posted of this. It is pretty much the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
I know. Have you ever seen people who actually know what they're doing surf?
Yeah, dude.
In real life?
Point Break is one of my favorite movies.
No, in
Hello?
Real life. Not
Point
No.
Whoa. Point Break is real life.
Not
okay?
real.
All right?
Not really.
You know my kid's name is Brody, right?
Yeah. You know who else is in that movie and the reason I won't see it, right?
Dude, you know what? You need to get over this Keanu. Oh, man. You make me so mad. Keanu Reeves is awesome. And yeah,
wait,
he's got that like...
No.
That one works yes. out
no.
for that movie. Stop
Maybe.
It, Keanu! He's great.
No, he is not.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Oh,
okay.
Man.
No.
You have not seen it, so you don't know.
I know enough.
And you will go, oh, okay, that's why
okay.
in every movie
yeah.
he's Ted.
Right.
Because he's Ted.
Right, right.
He was born for that role.
No.
It's like this.
How did he get chose to play Neo?
How did he get chosen?
How did he get chosen to play that role?
A little trivia. Do you know who was originally chosen to play the role of Neo?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Will Smith.
Oh.
What now? What now? Bring it. Let's go. Want to take this outside?
Oh, man. Okay. Do you know who was originally chosen to play the role of Morpheus?
Yes.
Who?
Tommy Lee Jones. That's why they were in Men in Black together, because they couldn't be in The Matrix together.
Wow. Nope.
I actually do know, and I can't remember.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
He was so confused by the script. I'm not even joking.
This is a true story.
So, yeah. And after the debacle that was,
that's a word.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Mm.
And he was like, you know, I'm pretty much done. And they're like, wait, but we've got this.
With my acting career.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, move on.
Back to things that matter, like surfing. So this dude, Garrett McNamara, catched. Yeah.
See, look at you.
What could be the craziest, largest, gnarliest wave ever surfed off the coast of Portugal?
Dang.
This happened yesterday. Estimated 100-foot wave.
That's so cool.
If confirmed, would beat the current world record of 78 feet.
How do you estimate that?
Which Garrett has held since 2011.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's just going for it.
Dude, the video's insane.
No, I know. I saw it.
You see, like, how scary the ocean really is in this video, because there's this little bitty man who's surfing, and then there's this ginormous, like, CG wave that's about to crash over the city and take all life out as we know it.
All I'm thinking is, if he falls, it's over. If he falls,
yeah.
How do you get out of that?
You don't, bro. Right?
No way.
Then you just catch the endless summer. See what I did there? It's like endless summer. It's like a surfing movie thing. Endless summer.
I still don't get it.
But it's like, really, I was talking about heaven, because...
It's summer always in heaven? Is that what you're saying? It's always summer in heaven?
Sure, why not?
You don't know that.
Depends.
You can't make such claims.
Yeah.
Good thing Pastor Nate will be in here for Shock Therapy Live.
So there it is. He caught what could be the largest wave in history, a 100-foot wave. Traveled from Hawaii, hit the water with the bro, with whom he surfed waves generated by glacier blocks in Alaska.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got like a support team on a jet ski. Oh, that's crazy. So maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Oh, apparently
so
the conditions in Portugal were perfect.
Why are you talking like that? They speak Spanish or something.
Light southern winds.
Do they speak Spanish?
His name's Garrett, bro.
Or do they speak Spanish? Do they speak?
Oh, in Portugal?
Yeah.
He's not from Portugal.
Oh,
he traveled to there. He's a surfer.
He traveled to there.
To catch the biggest wave.
Yeah, he was chose to travel
Man.
To there.
So anyways.
Her English sucks.
He took the 5 to the 407. So light southern wind, strong swell coming from the northwest, hitting the local canyon as it should. There were judges from Billabong that were there. Double XL global big wave.
Wow.
To determine the actual size of the wave.
What makes them... Who gives them the authority to choose the actual size of the wave?
Well, they're Billabong. And they've been making clothes.
Oh, so they have to do a lot of measuring.
Sun for years.
So they have to do a lot of measuring and make
sun
sure.
Sunwear.
Well, they know what a small, medium, and large
ocean waves.
Oh, so obviously they're going to know the size of the wave.
So I guess this dude's surfing skills developed when his family moved to Hawaii from Massachusetts
when
he was 11. He's a professional big wave surfer. That's his job. He seeks out the largest waves in the world.
That's so cool.
He said, quote, it's like riding a moving mountain. Unreal, dude. You can watch the video, actually. They had it on the Today Show. They have it everywhere. We could post it.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the gnarliest thing you'll ever see.
Ever.
Dude surfing a 100-foot wave.
What?
That's pretty amazing. Stoked for him. It was pretty fantastic.
You know what else is fantastic?
What?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, no. You're going to hit traffic, and you're actually going to do that on time, huh? No, that's not what you were going to do?
Yes,
what were you going to say?
Totally was
oh,
was
sweet.
There is road construction on Unser South between McMahon and Vandalier. There's also more construction on Central. The left lane is closed between Airport and 65th Street. There is more construction. Another right lane closed, Constitution at Pennsylvania. And I'm going to see if there are any accidents. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Dude!
That's what I was going to go. That's where I was going to go.
I had the, like, bestest pumpkin bread muffin ever this morning.
You ate that already?
Yeah, I inhaled it. Oh.
Why wouldn't you share with me?
It's really delicious. I'm sorry. I didn't know you wanted any.
I always share food or offer with
you. Do.
You. I always do.
I totally offered in my mind. And in my mind, you're like, nah, I don't like pumpkin. I'm like, word. And I ate it.
I like pumpkin.
Dude, if you like pumpkin, you should check out this SoPo pumpkin bread muffin. It was the best. They have them there. And you can go there now. They're located right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505. 338-3669.
Am I watching Clueless? What are you?
It's 505-338-3669. I did this voice for the surfing bit, and now I can't get out of it.
It's like a mix between Clueless
what
and how Tom
are you doing here?
And Tom
the singing. Californians. Have you ever seen the Californians?
No.
What? Okay, so here's the deal. I feel like there's a list, and on that list are movies and things that you're just gonna have to see. One of them being Point Break.
The Beach Boys.
I saw the Beach Boys.
You did?
I saw the Beach Boys when I was a little kid. They were at Duke's Stadium.
Whoa.
When there was the Albuquerque Dukes.
Oh, yeah, the Dukes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I'm going to make you watch a couple Keanu movies. Here. You didn't ever see that, like, what was that one movie, Walk in the Clouds? I never saw it.
No.
But it was like, hey, I'm Keanu, and I got a hat on, so I'm serious. I never saw it, but girls usually go, Keanu in that movie and Walk in the Clouds, it was so good, it was so good.
Was it before The Matrix?
Yes.
Okay, no.
Long before The Matrix.
I never saw it.
All right.
I feel like Keanu was actually like an early 90s, late 80s, like amazing actor. Everyone loved him, and all the girls were like all about him.
Yeah.
But I was like two. That wasn't me.
So you were all about diapies.
Yes. Yeah. No, I remember.
And Rugrats.
My first.
Sobby.
No.
Chucky, was that his name?
Chucky. Duke and Chucky, yeah.
But Sobby. Anyways.
I love Rugrats. But I also liked Rugrats when I was 14.
Of course.
I was 14 when I still loved Rugrats.
Wow.
No, my favorite show, I grew up on like Full House and Home Improvement. And Family Matters.
Okay.
My first crush, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. JTT Heart forever. I love me JTT. I love him.
So that's why you love The Lion King so much, right?
Yes.
Because he's young Simba.
And then I remember as a kid when he grew up, I was not interested in the rest of the movie.
Wow.
I was like, nah, especially when he was in his middle stage.
You are sharing way too much.
No, I'm okay with this. I'm ready.
Okay.
I've been ready for this day for a while.
Wow. You know what day I'm ready for? Tuesday, February 12th.
Me too.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken coming in concert. Less than 2 weeks away. Tickets are going very fast. You need to get yours.
There's still a few left.
Yeah.
But yeah. Adri's warning us.
I know, right? tickets are only $15. You need to get them. If you plan on attending the show, if there are tickets available, we'll have them at the door, but they're $20. And last time there was a crazy long line for King and Country.
Yeah, they're $20 at the door, but online they're $15.
Yeah, and so you need to get them.
Yes.
Get them now, mystaticradio.com. Hey, we got to take a quick break, but coming right back, we got the Lighthouse and the Wailer. We got some music from the EG.
And we'll finish the survey.
Angels and Airwaves and the longest, most boring Super Bowl survey in
ever.
The history.
And I'm going to make you finish it.
Sweet. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio!
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Oh, wake up your neighbors! Wake up your brothers and your sisters and your fathers! Wake up!
If you're not awake, you gotta wake up now.
You got to be awake, yo.
You gotta wake up.
Why?
It's time, yo.
It is 8:10. It is Wednesday. Which means we're less than an hour away from Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig.
You can send your questions in studio at mystaticradio.com. We already have a few sent in.
Yeah.
Or you can go to facebook.com/mystaticradio.
There it is.
Either one.
Or, yeah, yeah.
Or you can call in during the show.
If you do not know what Shock Therapy Live is, it's our one-hour call-in show centered around you. We get questions about, well, anything and everything, actually. We're kind of unshockable.
Unshockable.
Now, I will say this. It is definitely not a theological show.
No, it's not.
It's not a systematic theology type show. However, yes, we will answer questions like that. But not as quickly as we will answer personal questions.
Right.
Maybe you're dealing with something in your life. Maybe something's going on. You just need some biblical advice. Pastor Nate Heitzig, myself. So what are we here for?
Taking care of it.
Coming up at 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. Get your questions in now. Studio@mystaticradio.com. Or, of course, give us a call. Phone lines will be open at 9 o'clock.
That's right. Hey, I want to finish this survey. We started a survey about things that are going to happen during the game.
Ah,
and
yes.
I need to know.
The survey.
The actual Super Bowl.
I'm not going to write any more of these down.
Yes, you are.
Because I really don't care.
You do. I'll go through them quickly.
Okay.
First score. Is it a touchdown or a field goal or other?
Or other?
I don't know.
Like a safety?
I have no idea. You're asking me. I don't know.
Okay.
What is it? Touchdown, field goal, or other? Touchdown. That's my guess.
I don't know, dude. Two stellar defenses.
Okay, so...
going against each other.
So, field goal?
So, maybe they get into field goal range, but they don't actually score a touchdown. I'm going to say field goal.
Okay, first in-game commercial is for... Budweiser.
I was going to say Bud Light.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, isn't that the same thing?
Well, same company, I guess.
Okay, first three letters. Good.
Because that's you. Seriously, it's like a lot of beer commercials.
Yeah, there's always Clydesdale horses. That's all I know. Oh, look, a horse. Oh, yeah. How does that relate back to beer? I don't know.
No, that's in-game commercial. Because there's already like commercials like after the national anthem, after all that.
Oh, yeah.
In-game means like, hey.
This is for the Super Bowl.
It's right? Either. Okay, no. Can I change mine?
Yes.
Okay. No.
You can change it.
Maybe you're right.
What is your other guess?
Would be like a movie trailer. Because usually, really? You know, all of a sudden it's like, oh,
I know.
Dude.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. One year I watched the Super Bowl just so I could see the first premiere of the Harry Potter trailer. That's the only reason I watch the Super Bowl. And
I'm shaking my head. I don't know why.
SMH. Shaking my head. Oh. People put that.
I'm like, I thought that was so much hate.
I thought I was shaking my head.
I thought it was so much hate.
I'm not down with the lingo. I don't know. Hold up. Just kidding. First local business commercial? Noble.
That's the only one you can think of. Yeah.
Mattress.
Beaver Toyota.
Dude, you're right.
Oh, I hope
Dang
so.
It, you're so right.
I hope so.
Okay. How many commercials will feature a baby or babies?
Oh, come on.
At least three.
I was going to say 30%.
Oh, okay.
Wow, are you kidding me?
There are 10 commercials. I'm right. How many commercials will feature monkey or monkeys?
Maybe one.
Will Ray Lewis cry during the national anthem?
Yes, he will. That dude is so much. What? Ray Lewis? That dude is so like. That's the dude I was talking about last time when every time they win, it's like, no weapon formed against us.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Chop a barrel.
Okay, that guy.
Stop 91!
Okay, so your answer is yes.
Yes, I think he will. Well, we have to define cry. Is he going to, like, I don't think tears are going to be pouring down his face.
But he's going to be, like,
but he's going to have
emotional?
That, like, cry face.
Okay.
He's going to be, like, and he's going to be, like, singing the national anthem, and he's just going to be, like, moving. He's not going to be standing still. Or he's going to be rocking. I don't know yet. But he's going to be moving.
But there's not going to be any tears.
There's going to be so much emotion. No. Oh, he's jumping up and down.
No tears.
I don't know.
As in, you want to go to church with that guy at least once. Right? Just once.
Yeah, probably, actually.
You want to sit next to him.
Yeah.
Dude, or that stand guy, at, like, 5 feet, like, away.
Fired up, and he just starts, like, shaking. Okay.
Cool. Okay. Over or under 3 times that CBS will replay Ray Lewis coming out of the tunnel dance?
Oh, dude, over.
Over?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is, so I guess I'll find out.
He's got this, like, crazy dance thing, and...
He's just, like, they hired him to be crazy.
Yeah. This is his final game ever. He's retiring. That's why it's going to be, like, so much focus on him and the Harbaugh brothers and their parents.
Okay. Over, under 3, number of times CBS shows a cast of one of their shows awkwardly sitting together.
Yes, dude. over 3.
Over 3?
Yes.
What cast?
How I Met Your Mother. Let's see. Who? I don't know CBS. Big Bang Theory?
Sure.
Jim Parsons is a huge fan of the Dan Patrick Show, which is, like, a sports talk radio show. And he actually interned over there.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Recently.
Mm.
Yeah.
So there's that.
There's a few, I'm sure.
Halftime. Who's the surprise guest star Beyonce sings with?
Jay-Z.
That's... you're probably so right. Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Did they ever team up?
No, but they might. You don't know.
This is the dumbest. We're doing a Super Bowl party questions to make the party more interesting.
What's the color
for people
of the Gatorade?
Like,
what's the color of the Gatorade that the winning team dumps on their coach? My guess is red.
Really?
Yeah.
Greenish yellowish one. The lime green one. Like the regular, the Gatorade color. That's what I'm going to say.
Red.
Nobody drinks red, like, punch Kool-Aid on the sideline. Come on.
It's you don't be know the, that. Maybe the 49ers do because.
It's the electrolytes. It's the electro limes. Lemon and lime.
Oh, the electrolytes.
See, I would have said orange before I said red.
Whatevs. How many times does CBS cut to Revelers in Bourbon Street?
Yeah, because
what is that?
The Super Bowl this year is in Nollins.
Nollins.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So.
So they're constantly going to be
going there.
Yeah. Okay,
how many times?
I don't know.
5. Over under 5 number of times CBS shows Alex Smith looking forlorn. On the sidelines.
Alex Smith was the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers for the first 10 games of the season.
And then he got...
And by the way, he was a stellar quarterback. And then they were like, you know what? That's good. He got hurt. And then they're like, we're going to put this kid in. Oh, this kid's really good. And now this Colin Kaepernick, who was the backup.
Oh,
and Alex Smith is taking it, like, very well.
And number of people who
in
ask,
public.
Who's Alex Smith?
You just did.
Yeah.
So, I don't think many people at our, because the party we're going to, they're from the Bay Area and they're crazy Niner fans.
Yeah, so they won't ask at all. 0. First celebrity couple awkwardly shown snuggling on TV?
Well, it's New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Brangelina.
Them?
Don't they live there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who will the Super Bowl MVP thank first? Teammates, God, owner, family, coach, or other?
God.
God. Done.
Ah, no weapon formed against us. And then if it's the Niners, it's Colin Kaepernick, and that dude's a believer.
Yes.
And I'm going to say God. I'm sorry.
Okay. Good.
That was the dumbest quiz ever.
No, I'm so excited
I
to
apologize
see how...
to everybody who had to sit through that.
Whatever.
Here's the thing. If you want to make your Super Bowl party more interesting, you can take this.
Oh, I guess I
can
post
you
it.
You can even actually hand them out. You can print them and hand them out before the game starts, and then you can tally up. Maybe the winner gets, like... extra chicken wings. I don't know.
Oh, cool. I'll post it.
Okay. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. 8:17 now.
It's happening.
Traffic happens every day.
Dang it.
Twice an hour.
There's an accident I-40 at Coors, exit 155. Road is closed due to construction. Unsure between McMahon and Bandelier.
There, McMahon.
McMahon. McMahon. Right lane is closed. Constitution at Pennsylvania. And more road construction. The roadway is reduced to 1 lane U-Bank between Lomas and Indian School. And I am going to look around. Accident Paseo at Wyoming. Not sure, look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And Mitch is going to post the Super Bowl party
survey for those who don't care about the Super Bowl.
It's a way to get you through the game. So we'll help you with that. Also coming up, we're going to talk about another game that some friends have been playing for 23 years.
Yes.
Longest game in history.
Ever.
We'll talk about that coming up right
Monopoly.
Now. We got the last Bison for you. Feels like it takes 23 years.
I know.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. We tried. Static Radio.
Good morning.
The Modern Post before the throne. Welcome to Wednesday.
Hey.
8:31 now, which means we are 28 minutes away from Shock Therapy Live. Pastor Nate Heitzig joining us.
Send us emails if you have questions about your daily life dramas and whatnot. Yeah.
Studio@mystaticradio.com is the email address. And, yeah.
You guys get some really good questions. Got a new one
last week. Yeah, I'm excited for the show.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So, we teased this game these friends have been playing for years now.
Mm-hmm.
Longest game ever.
And you think... Some games do take a long time.
Monopoly, you mentioned.
Yes, Monopoly.
Takes forever. I won't play Monopoly. Takes way too long, makes me crazy.
I haven't played Monopoly since I was a child because every game ended with me like flipping the board just because I was just so done with it.
Or just like, hey, you know, yeah, I always called it quits. I always gave up.
But like, in the middle, like my brother would be like, can you just, I just need $200, please. Can I just have this? I want to buy this. And so he'd steal from the bank.
No.
Who was me? I was always the bank.
That's not cool.
Stole from me.
You didn't have security?
No.
Your Monopoly games didn't come with a little security guard? No.
Hold up.
Yeah, that's a totally different game. That's not cool. So this game started in high school, where these friends spent their morning break darting around the campus. They moved on to college, careers, families, new cities. But because of a reunion, a contract, and someone's crazy, crazy, crazy plan, I love this.
Isn't that great?
The game they play is pretty much the schoolyard version of tag.
Mm-hmm.
So one player is it until he tags someone else, but you can't just chase each other when you're in your 40s.
Right. When you are tagged it, you are it for the entire year.
Yeah. So here's the deal. This tag has a twist. There's no... restrictions. The game is live for the entire month of February. And the last guy tagged stays it for 2013.
So coming up in a month.
Yeah.
Or a few days.
Yeah.
It is on.
That is hilarious, dude. So they play tag throughout the month of February. So they get tagged at work, in their house. They can form alliances. They don't all live in the same area anymore because they've grown. And so wives have been enlisted as spies and assistants. People, this is amazing.
Isn't it?
This is amazing. And so Joe, one of the high school friends who is now a high school teacher, says, quote, you're like a deer or elk in hunting season. I guess it started back in the 90s where this dude and his wife, then living in California, got a knock on the door from a friend who said, hey, man, you got to check this out. You won't believe what I just bought. He said, okay. And you led him out to the car. And what they didn't know was their friend Sean, who was it, had flown in from Seattle and was folded up in the trunk of the Honda Accord. And when the trunk was open, he leapt out, tagged him, whose wife was so sorry she fell backwards off the curb and tore a ligament in her knee.
Yeah. Well, what happened, this is like the shorter version of this story.
Yeah.
What happened was the dude that did that, he got tagged it on like the last day of school. And he was like, that's it. I'm it forever. And he didn't want to be it forever. And so he started it and they've kept it going. I think my favorite story, because there's like a list of stories.
Unreal.
And I just chose a few of them. My favorite story is the story where this guy was waiting for them, but he couldn't find them. And so he ended up at night going to these people's house. He had to fly across country to get to their house, went to their house, snuck into the garage through the dark, was fumbling for the garage door. When it was open, he got in, went to their bedroom and turned on their light. And he like woke up groggy and his wife says, run, run. But there was no way for him to run. And he tagged him and it was it.
So there's like no tag backs or what?
No tag backs. You're it for the year. Once you're it, you're it.
That is hilarious.
Oh, it's amazing.
I love stuff like this.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
We need to create a game. A game that lasts for the rest of our lives. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
That's cool. So they've been playing this game of tag for 23 years now. They're in their 40s. They've been playing since high school.
Yeah.
And they just continue to play tag across the country. I like the idea that there's rules and they regulate it to where, like, up until the end of February, it's game on.
Yes.
And then at the end of February, for the rest of the year, so basically January and February, it's like hunting season.
There was one guy one year, one of the friends decided to find this other guy, and he stood out of his apartment and hid in the bushes for like a week straight.
No, he did not.
Well,
he'd go
and spy on him, but the guy
the most intense game of tag.
It was for a weekend, and he again flew. And what happened was the dude that he was stalking was out of town, and so he was it for the rest of the year. He was it for 2 years.
That is funny
because he couldn't find him.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
they take that game very seriously.
I love it so much.
So there it is, the greatest game of tag of all time. For 23 years, they've been rocking tag.
Yeah.
So we got about 20 minutes until it is Shock Therapy Live. Now, I know that you had some crazy news, and it is Wed News Day.
Yes.
So you ready for this?
Yes.
All right.
Breaking news. A Corvette owner said he was almost carjacked at gunpoint.
Almost?
Almost, but the would-be thieves ran away. Because they couldn't figure out how to drive his car.
Really?
Yeah. It was just after 11 o'clock at night when Randolph Bean was waiting for his wife to get out of work. That's when two men took him by surprise while he was inside his bright yellow Corvette. It was parked outside Orlando Regional Medical Center in downtown Orlando. He said the two men came from behind and barely caught them in the mirror. And then, apparently, they couldn't start the car. I had to tell them 4 different times to push the clutch because it's a standard transmission.
You got it? Oh, please. Well, at the same time, I just think about them grinding the... Oh, it's my car. Please just... Will you just please press on the clutch, please?
Randolph says, my first thought was I... was. Can you start my music again?
sorry.
I can't talk like that without the music. My first thought was that I guess we don't have the driver's ed in school anymore because no one knows how to drive a stick. And my second thing was, don't shoot me because you can't start the car. I'm trying to help you out here, you know? Thankfully, they didn't.
So what happened? They
ran away.
Wow.
The officers haven't returned his calls. They can't find him. They ran away.
Wow.
Now I need the music to be gone.
So the moral of the story is always have a standard transmission car because nobody will steal your car?
No. The moral of the story is know how to drive a standard transmission before you steal a car.
No, that's not the moral of the story.
Always know how to drive a standard just in case the car you get to is a standard and you have to know how to drive the transmission and the clutch, the brake, and the gas. You have to know.
No, you do. That is not the moral. The moral of the story is always drive a standard transmission and hopefully the would-be thief does not know how to drive it. Or just always lock your doors. And be attentive to your surroundings.
Okay.
And don't help would-be robbers if they try and rob you how to drive
really
your
sweet.
Car.
He was really sweet. You have to push the clutch in. Sir, you're going to flood it. Push the clutch in before you start it.
Amazing. Yeah. Shock Therapy Live, 20 minutes away. Get your questions in now, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or email us studio@mystaticradio.com. Got some Amberlynn, and then Mitch is saying goodbye.
Aww.
Back with that, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Feels like I'm miles from here.
There is a water main break U-Bank at Indian School Road. There is road construction. The right lane is closed. Candelaria between 10th and 12th Street. That's going east. At more construction work. Coors. I cannot talk.
You can do it.
Coors between Gonzales and Blue Water. And is there anything else? Yes. Median work U-Bank between Montgomery and Academy. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
We are T-minus 12 minutes away from Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah.
With Pastor Nate.
Which means you gotta go.
Which means I pretty much have to peace out.
I feel like I gotta call my dentist. Do I have pink eye?
That's, you don't call your dentist for pink eye.
Yeah, if I have pink eye.
Oh, okay.
I have to call him because I have a dentist appointment tomorrow.
You don't have pink eye. This is seriously.
Are you sure? Here, touch my eye.
Okay, cool.
No, don't do that.
No, you don't have pink eye. That's
it
definitely a virus.
I love how I came to work and I've been here for like 3 hours and now I'm feeling like, should I have come to work? I don't know.
You don't have pink eye.
Okay, good.
I know.
I rub my eye on the mic just in case.
For Adri?
Yes.
Cool. That's the mic she uses.
So I know. I am that guy, dude. I made my wife like WebMD it yesterday, but it hurts. I can't even open it.
When you woke up this morning, tell me what happened.
Well, the alarm went off.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit the snooze, and then I laid there for a few minutes, and
no.
It went off again.
But when you're hitting the snooze, are you looking at your phone?
No, because my alarm, you can just like lift it and shake it, and it puts it on snooze. I love that. So I didn't know. And then a couple minutes later, Imagine Dragons popped back on, and I picked up the phone. I shook it a few times. And today I shook it a few like extra times because I really didn't want to get up. So then I was laying there. And then I finally got up and went into the bathroom and you turn the light on, you know.
Didn't open your eyes at all before you got to the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
You can't walk around in the dark? I think I'm just so used to walking around in the dark and there's like a bassinet and all
that. Oh, yeah.
It's like this maze, this labyrinth that I have figured out in the dark.
No, I don't do that.
I just feel around in the dark.
First thing I do, go ahead, tell me your story.
No.
So, could you open your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have pink eye.
But the left one hurts. When the light comes on, I was like,
so you're sensitive to light, but you don't have pink eye, you don't have goop, you're not crying every...
Well, I mean, I am, but that's just emotions. That's
not crying.
Okay, fine. I'll stick to my dentist appointment. I just don't want to go to the dentist.
You're going to go.
I don't want to go to the dentist.
They're going to give you shots in your mouth.
I flossed this morning, and a couple of little flossy areas was like red. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Because I don't floss enough.
Yeah.
So then tomorrow what's going to happen is they're going to start picking at my gums, and then my gums are going to start bleeding
tomorrow?
Randomly. Yeah.
Don't worry about anything.
And then they're going to be like, oh, you're not flossing enough because your gums are starting to bleed. And I'm like, that's because you're putting a metal shiny thing and stabbing me in the mouth.
I always wonder why they tell me that.
That has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
I floss.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm under interrogation because there's like a light in my eye and they look scary with like the mask on. And they've got a hook that they're jabbing my gums with.
Yeah, I always wonder.
Hate it.
Speaking of dentists, I should probably go get my wisdom teeth checked out.
You actually should, because you, on the other hand, have been in a lot of pain, and you still have your wisdom teeth.
I've been in pain all morning.
You should get your wisdom teeth out, and you should let me film it, because it's hilarious when
I would let you.
After... Really?
I would.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that's so funny.
Okay, let's set that up.
Okay.
And then we can use the video for Facebook.
Hey, Mr. Dentist, I don't know if this needs to happen, but can you do it anyway?
If they won't let me film the procedure, you have to let me be in the waiting area for when you come out, still like on the like gas or whatever they do.
Yeah.
Because it's
I'm going to be drooling so much.
I know. It's hilarious. And then I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So make sure if you're on Facebook and you haven't liked us, get there. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Again, we are T-minus 8 minutes away from Shock Therapy Live. If you have any questions, studio@mystaticradio.com is where you send them.
There you go. Shock Therapy Live, our one-hour call-in show centered around you. Man, maybe you're dealing with a relationship right now that you just need some guidance on. Maybe you're dealing with something internally. Maybe there's an issue that you just haven't really brought to light that you would like to get some advice on. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
So you can send us an anonymous email, studio@mystaticradio.com, and we will make sure we keep you anonymous. Or if you don't care and you just want to ask a question, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or give us a call, 505-338-3700, the phone number, and we'll make sure we take care of you. Operator are standing by.
Operator are standing by.
Yes,
cool.
Operator. Are standing by.
Yeah, that'd be me in the other room.
So I guess that's it for us.
That's it for us.
Until mañana.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Tomorrow we've got Theology Thursday on Thursday.
No,
except we don't.
We don't.
Our dear friend and guest, we need to ask for prayer for our bro Jarrett.
Mm-hmm.
Had some back stuff going on. He's got to like go back tomorrow, so okay. he's got to go back.
He's got to go back. Yeah. Tomorrow. I see back. Yeah. The whole
so
back part.
Make sure you pray for our dear friend Jarrett. And yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, Miatch.
Okay, Steve-O and Mitch
in the morning.
Static Radio.
The